name is Kate Norman, and my Twitter handle is Sarah Kate Norman, so at Sarah Kate Norman. And I am from Carlisle in Cumbria, and I'm a .NET programmer, so I write websites and work with databases. And I work from home, I'm a home worker. But in my spare time, I help out a local organisation called the U3A, the University of the Third Age, which is a charitable organisation that allow people over 50, it's for any ages actually, but it's mostly people over 50, it is mostly sort of middle class people who want to learn something in their spare time. And they were looking for somebody who could help them use the computer, and they didn't have anybody within their organisation. Normally it's members would teach other members. So I said, as it was a friend of my mum who sort of said, you know, could you help? I said, okay, well I'll help, but could people come to me? So between 10 and 12 on a Tuesday and a Friday, I have a group of four people who come and sit around my kitchen table, and they tell me what they want to learn, and then I teach them whatever they want to learn, and then they go away. And they pay me like £2 for each person for, like, I sometimes do handouts, and I give them a biscuit and a cup of tea.
That sounds fantastic. So these four people, it's not the same four people all the time?
No. I've had probably about 100 people over the last year through the U3A. And they're organised by a lady called Mo Brooks, who is the computer coordinator. And the people from the U3A get a newsletter to say, is there anybody who wants to learn anything? Go and speak to Mo. And Mo sort of organises those people into groups of skill level. So we divide them into groups of four, because that's all I can fit around my table. And I normally say, let's do a six-week course, because there's some people who would go on and on and on. They would come to me forever. But what I try and do is not let them get attached to me. So I say, okay, I'm here as like a little helping hand, and I'll tell you where you could go and learn. You could go and learn from a book. So here are some books that you might want to think about getting. You can go and borrow them from the library if you don't want to buy them. You know, try them out. And I say, okay, you can go and learn from the internet. So you can go to these websites like BBC, UK Online, My Guide, Online Basics. You know, there's lots of few different ones. I point them in direction of, if they're struggling with keyboard skills, I point them in the direction of a tutorial which helps them. It's like an exercise to help them learn to type. So just general things that can help people get better.
What kind of things have people said that's changed them about learning computer? Just some examples.
Well, they say they feel more confident about it. They don't really feel that they maybe know a great deal more. I mean, they know little bits more, but they feel a lot more confident in just trying and, you know, going to other places and learning a bit more there, or asking people. I always say, try and get your friends and family to help you. Or if you don't have friends and family in the local area, why don't you group together? Why don't you get a gang of you who all want to use the internet, and why don't you specialise? So why don't one of you try and learn how to use Tesco? One of you try and learn how to use iPlayer? You know, each of you try and find something that you can really get into learning how to use, and then why don't you, as part of the U3A, then pass that on? And then you've at least built up a network of people who, you know, maybe aren't completely computer whizzes, but they, you know, they're willing to, you know, for free, come and help you learn a little bit more. So I think they just feel more confident and don't feel as frightened of it. A lot of them come to me feeling very frightened of using the computer, and I try and sort of give them the facts and try and sort of distill maybe myths that have been sort of put into their mind, either by the press or by, you know, hearsay. I said to a group of them last week, I said, I'm going down to this conference and it's about digital inclusion. They're like, what is digital inclusion? I said, well, people think that you're digitally excluded. And they were like, really? Why are we digitally excluded? I said, well, you can't, you know, if you want to do your banking online. They were like, well, we don't want to do our banking online. I said, okay, well, if you wanted to do your taxes or your get a TV license or your something for your car, you couldn't do it. If the service was only online, you'd have to ring up. And so it's trying to sort of make people have the basic skills so that at least they can do it online. And I think they found it quite interesting that they're in that group. And I said, what they were talking about maybe as a possibility is turning the services off in other places and just having them